Hi, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Hope everybody's enjoying the first day of spring. Well, it officially begins at actually right about now, but I'll tell you what, it's not going to feel like spring out there as we head through the day today with a gusty wind and mostly cloudy skies. I'm going to get into the forecast here, obviously, in a minute, but what I want to stress to you this morning is that the morning commute is not going to be any fun. This will go down, as I put it during our newscast this morning, this will go down as the on the top five list of crummiest commutes for the winter 2012-13 season, because we had a little burst of snow that made its way through the WAMC listening area as we headed through last night between about 8 and 10 o'clock. It swept through here rather quickly, but it dropped a quick inch or two across the area as well. And this morning, with temperatures in the upper teens and low 20s only, well, that snow hasn't had an opportunity to do anything except sit there and ice up. So that is what is going to be the culprit in bringing us what will be a slow, slippery commute out there this morning. We've already had a couple of reports of some accidents, so I expect to hear more of those, unfortunately. But if you can take your time this morning getting into work and school, that would be the way to go, because the plows are out. I mean, they're plowing, they're sanding and salting and all of that, but with the mileage of roadways out there, certainly there are lots of them, they're going to do the best that they can. And again, that is what is going to make for a slow commute out there this morning, with the combination of the chilly temperatures this morning and the quick burst of snow that we got here last night. That was kind of our third wave, if you will, with this storm, which ended up overall being about a 24-hour event. Some pretty impressive snow totals. I'll go through just a couple here before we get you on your way with the forecast. But the veritable bullseye was pretty much over northwestern Saratoga County into Fulton County. That's where we had some pretty impressive double-digit totals, anywhere from 10 to 15 inches of snow falling there. Up into the Adirondacks, anywhere from 9 to about 12 inches. Less as you headed over toward the Berkshires and even into New York State there around Columbia County. We're talking about anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of snow falling in those localities. Officially in Albany, we ended up with 8.3 inches of snow. And don't look now, but we're only down now about 4 inches for the season as far as our average goes for snowfall. We've managed nearly 20 inches of snow this month of March. And believe it or not, we may have some more snow in the forecast as we get into early next week. So before I get too far ahead of myself, let's get into our forecast now as we head through this morning. Again, first and foremost, please take your time out there on the roads this morning. They are going to be slick. Temperatures will climb out of the upper teens and low 20s. We'll make our way up into the low to mid 30s for highs. We also will have a gusty wind out of the west that will stay with us through the day. We'll see at times that wind gusting over 30 miles per hour. In addition to all of that, A couple of snow showers to deal with here and there, but the lake effect snows will be going as you head across the western Adirondacks, extending into Herkimer County. That is where lake effect snow warnings are in effect. We could see a foot of snow falling in those spots, and then as you head over into the Tug Hill Plateau. So the winter enthusiasts in that part of the state will be very happy with this extra little bonus snowfall, but for the rest of us, again, we'll be talking about just getting into some snow showers. The bigger story will be the blustery wind and temperatures today in the low to mid 30s. They'll feel a lot chillier than that, again, because of that wind. Into the night tonight, skies will stay mostly cloudy. Lows will drop back down into the teens once again. And for the day here tomorrow, it won't be as windy, but it'll still be rather breezy out there with highs in the mid 30s. Upper 30s on Friday, much the same, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers here and there. So spring kind of remains rather elusive. Getting into the weekend, things will improve a bit. So if you have plans to go out and about, maybe do a little skiing, a little snowshoeing, something like that on Saturday, you'll be good to go. 40 degrees there. Then clouds will be on the increase on Sunday, as it looks now, with the potential for some snow to come in late Sunday and lasting into the day here on Monday. Now, the more favorable European model has this storm staying away from us, but something that we're still going to continue to track, as other models have us sort of being on the northern edge of that storm system, and that would bring us a little bit of snow here again for the early parts of next week. I will, of course, keep you posted on that, but in the meantime, again, enjoy the first day of spring. It is what it is. Certainly, it will warm up soon, just not anytime soon. That's it for now. I'll update your forecast again just after noon. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.